Hi, this is dictation for Elandus Young, E-L-A-N-D-U-S, Y-O-U-N-G. Elandus Young, date of birth is 7/17/1958, date of accident 1/17/2022, date of service is 1/30/2025. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was last seen on 1/8/2025. He's for further follow-ups a little sooner. And he reports that he was initially injured as a pedestrian by a car, where he suffered severe trauma to his neck, which happened while he was walking on green light to cross the road, and suddenly a car ran over him. This caused him chronic headaches, severe dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, confusion, disorientation, incontinence, as well as various pain syndrome, including pain in the neck and the lower back, with pain in the left shoulder and right knee as well. He had radiation of pain and numbness tingling to both the legs posteriorly and occasionally to the right arm, including second, third fingers. The patient underwent a surgery of a multi-level disc fusion, a disc replacement at DMC Hospital in 2022 and has subsequently recovered quite a bit. He was admitted to the ICU subsequently. Since then, he has done all kind of physical therapies, and he has done 8 injections to the lumbar epidurals to bring him help. He has not done any SI joint, but he has done various shoulder injections, supraspinatus injections. All the MRIs have been reviewed with the patient several times, and he has been recommended a surgical intervention for his right shoulder that appears to have a more than 50% clear of the supraspinatus tendon. And left shoulder has also a 75% tear. However, the patient has not made it to the surgical intervention to see the surgeon. He was given this referral in July 25th of 2024. So far, the patient has not recovered. In addition, the patient reported that he fell down and he injured his left side of the head, and he had some subconjunctival bleeding. He was referred to Henry Ford Hospital, and an injection of Toradol was provided to him to help him to survive. He was referred to the emergency room, and a referral was provided to him. Currently, today, he reports his pain is around 10 all over, especially because of this fall, and ADLs are affected 10. The pain is affecting neck, mid-back, lower back, right shoulder, and both knees for him as before. And the patient currently reports that he has not improved. The pain is worse. He, and kindly review the records for the ADL for system review and for additional histories and substance abuse, as well as for compliance history. The patient did fall, and he has been referred to the emergency room for making sure that there is no subarachnoid hemorrhage or subdural hemorrhage. Although he seems in okay, also he has been referred for fracture of the left ribs. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 125 over 72, pulse 84, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 1/8/2025, dictation number 0114-023. In the general review, please mention that the patient is found to have a subconjunctival hemorrhage in the left eye, although the vision is intact, and some general trauma to the left side of the body, including left lower ribs. The patient is able to breathe well, the air exchange is good, and no fractures are noticed. And in the treatment, patient is again advised to go to the emergency room, go and see orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Gary Gilliard. He's provided with the Percocet 7.5 milligram 325 once a day for 15 days, and Voltaren gel is provided for him. In addition, the patient is provided with physical therapy to go 2 times a week with traction massage, including laser treatment and infrared treatment. He's released to work for 4 hours, 5 days, 5 pounds lifting limit, and his MAPs have been reviewed, and his medications are not found in the system, and he's been advised that he will not be receiving any further of the pain medication. Today was the exception. Thank you.